It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, June 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Members of Congress recently sent a letter to Google's Larry Page about privacy concerns over Google Glass. The company has now responded by saying it won't allow apps on Google's Play Store that use facial recognition. CNET's Molly Wood says this does not make for happy developer campers.
Google has gone ahead and banned the most promising feature of Google Glass, which is facial recognition, for a variety of reasons. And so developers feel like they've been a little bit hamstrung. They don't know what kind of things they will be able to develop for Glass.
What are the kinds of things that this sort of thing might be actually used for?
Well, some of the most kind of promising uses were silly, right? That not necessarily privacy invading, but people were hoping that, for example, they could use it to spot celebrities. It's kind of, it's to solve the that guy problem.
Yes.
That's that guy from that show, that Google Glass would let you identify that person.
It does seem a little bit troubling that something like this would be prevented before it was really even developed.
What Google has said is there's a ban for now until privacy guidelines have been enacted. So, you know, that's a vague enough statement that Google could maybe issue its own privacy guidelines to apps and then say, okay, you're good to go.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about another giant tech company. Apple is preparing for its Worldwide Developers Conference next week, and there's a lot of talk about a possible radio service.
Well, Apple is signing deals with some of the major labels, and it's leading people to believe that one of the announcements might be this kind of streaming radio service, and that, in fact, Apple has been scrambling to try to get some internet radio deals done so that they can announce something pretty complete at WWDC.
And they're a little bit behind the times already in general, right, with this kind of service?
That's very generous of you, Ben. They're very behind the times with a service like this. We've had these services coming out for years now, almost a decade.
Is there some sort of possible agreement that they could get that could revolutionize this sort of thing?
Let's say that there's a magical unicorn world where the music industry wants to play ball with streaming radio. Apple would have to get licensing deals to be able to stream every song that it currently has for sale in its iTunes catalog. Because the iTunes catalog is the biggest music catalog in the world. If Apple could convince the labels and figure out a way to license the entire catalog for streaming, that would be an industry killer. But there's no way that's going to happen, because once you have all those songs available for streaming, you're never going to buy one again.
You're telling me we don't live in a magical unicorn world, Molly Wood?
Not when it comes to music. Other unicorns are out there, but not the music industry. There's no magic there.
Molly Wood is also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, thanks.
Sorry for the buzzkill.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 6,000 technology companies at powerofideas.org. And by Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games designed to improve memory, attention, and more. Created by neuroscientists. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
And before we go, you've been hearing about the civil unrest in Turkey's capital of Istanbul. People are protesting a number of issues, among them the country's leader behaving, they say, like a dictator. Who does Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan blame for the unrest? Twitter. He called social media the worst menace to society yesterday. The worst? That might be an exaggeration. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.